This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for the week of Friday, May 13th to Thursday, 19th, 2005. On Sunday, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas began his tour of Asia in Tokyo for a series of talks with Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi and other government officials before visiting China on Tuesday and both Pakistan and India on Thursday to meet with officials there as well. It is the first official visit of its kind since that of late President Arafat's Asian tour in the year 2000. Following his meeting with the Palestinian president, Prime Minister Koizumi committed an additional $100 million U.S. to the Palestinian Authority. The funds are envisioned as part of the Japanese effort to promote peace in the Middle East. As well, Abbas, after thanking Koizumi for his country's support, told Japanese media that Hamas would be welcome to participate in July elections and that there might be a role for the Islamic group in the future government. Meanwhile, in local news, last Sunday morning in an action organized by Palestinian, international, and Israeli peace activists, five activists barricaded themselves inside metal barrels placed alongside the separation wall in Beilein, near the West Bank city of Ramallah, while others demonstrated along the wall route. The soldiers declared the area a closed military zone and used metal cutters to remove the peace activists from the barrels. Five Israelis and one Swedish peace activist were arrested. After his arrest, but prior to his deportation Thursday night, Swedish citizen Johan Persson explained why he placed himself inside one of the barrels.
I'm here in Palestine because I believe in peace and justice, and I'm here to support the Palestinian people's struggle against occupation, and I'm here to protest and do action against the building of the apartheid wall that is illegal into international law, and the European government don't do anything. So when the government don't do anything, we people must do something.
In other news, the WAFA news agency said that last Monday morning, Israeli soldiers stationed at Al-Kafiriyat checkpoint, south of Tulkarem, opened fire and killed 22-year-old Omar Asrawi and prevented Palestinian ambulances from evacuating him. Also on Monday, in the town of Al-Ram near Jerusalem, Israeli soldiers arrested Bethlehem resident Walid Al-Bustanj and took him to an unknown location. On Tuesday, a senior Israeli security source stated that the army will resume its assassinations policy against Palestinian resistance fighters after preparing a list of names of potential targets for assassination or arrest. Israel claimed that the decision was made after receiving several warnings that resistance groups are planning to carry out bombings in Israel. The decision includes targeting all members of armed factions. On Wednesday, Israeli soldiers shot and killed a Hamas member who was guarding the edge of the Rafah refugee camp on the Gaza-Egypt border. The 22-year-old local, Ahmed Barum, was hit in the head by a bullet and died immediately. Army sources said it did not know of the incident. Army officials said gunshots and anti-tank grenades were fired at an army post near the city of Rafah and that soldiers returned fire. And the situation in the West Bank and Gaza Strip continues to deteriorate, with ongoing violence threatening the collapse of the unilateral period of calm declared by the Palestinian factions last March in Cairo. Wednesday afternoon, in an act that could drag the area into a non-stop spiral of violence, Israeli aircraft fired missiles at two Palestinian resistance fighters in the southern Gaza Strip, killing Ahmad Jawan, 25-year-old member of Al-Qassam Brigades, military wing of Hamas, and mildly injuring other residents. A medical source at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis reported that Ahmad Jawan died on Wednesday night of wounds sustained after the Israeli military airstrike. In response, Hamas began a series of 40 mortar shellings and Qassam rockets aimed at Israeli settlements in Gush Katif, just south of Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Defense Minister Shaul Mufaz threatened the Palestinian Authority with plans to resume offensive operations in Gaza if the PA does not move immediately to halt the Hamas mortar fire. Sharon is set to meet with Mufaz and other senior security officials on Thursday to weigh possible courses of action. Wednesday night, Israeli soldiers arrested two residents in Dar Salah village, east of the West Bank city of Beit Zahur. The WAFA news agency reported that soldiers installed a military checkpost on the main road between Beit Zahur and Al-Obeidiyah, stopped dozens of vehicles, and conducted military searches. The agency stated that soldiers arrested Khaled Atala, age 29, and Tamer Saleh, age 24, and transferred them to a military camp near Beit Zahur. Also Wednesday night, Israeli soldiers installed a military checkpoint on the western entrance of Al-Asakra village, south of Bethlehem. Besides stopping and searching vehicles, soldiers held and interrogated dozens of residents, mostly youth. No arrests were made. Thursday at dawn, Israeli soldiers invaded the northern West Bank city of Nablus and fired rounds of live ammunition. A local source in Nablus reported that soldiers invaded Al-Sikha Street in the northern mountain area, in Beit Alma refugee camp and the popular housing area east of the city. Soldiers conducted military searches of homes and interrogated several residents. Some damage was reported, but no arrests were made. Also on Thursday, soldiers invaded Kafir Khalil, south of Nablus, and conducted military searches on homes, but no arrests were reported. In a step that could cause Hamas to suffer an election blow, a Palestinian court on Thursday cancelled some municipal results in the northern Gaza Strip city of Beit Lahia. Such a step could mount already existing tension between Hamas and Fatah over the election results due to previous court annulments of the results from 51 of 141 stations in the southern Gaza Strip city of Rafah, in which Hamas also defeated Fatah. Court decision, which annulled Hamas's victory, takes effect in 5 of 42 balloting stations in Beit Lahia due to complaints of irregularities in voter registration lists. Thursday evening, Hamas announced that it objects to the court ruling and refuses to recognize it. In a press conference, Dr. Mahmoud al-Zahar, believed to be the leader of Hamas in Gaza, described the rulings as a plot that was born in the dark, whose aim is to forge the will of the Palestinian people and rob Hamas of its achievements in the local councils under the guise of a court ruling. Overall, the local election results stand with Fatah capturing about 50 of 84 councils in Gaza and the West Bank. And preliminary results showed Hamas winning around 30, including large towns such as Rafah and Qalqilya in the West Bank. In further election news, Wednesday afternoon, the Palestinian Legislative Council rejected a proposal submitted by 25% of its members to conduct parliamentary elections by proportional representation, a senior Palestinian official told IMEMC. Former Minister of Justice and member of the Council's legal department, Abdul Karim Abu Salah, said the Council decided that elections will be held on a mixed basis, with two-thirds of the 132 seats chosen on a regional basis and one-third according to proportional representation. In his interview, Abu Salah said the Council has not discussed the postponement of elections proposed by the ruling Fatah party.
According to both, the election and basic laws, setting the date July 17th is unlawful. However, the Palestinian president needs to issue a decree calling for new elections, as he is the only one who has the legitimacy to do so.
Also this past week, violence of Israeli settlers against Palestinians in the occupied territories continued unabated. Saturday, a local source in Hebron reported that settlers attacked dozens of homes and attempted to occupy them. Najib al-Sharabati, a resident of the old city, said that settlers attempted to break into his home after hurling stones and empty bottles at it. Also, settlers of the illegal outpost of Ramat Yashai in Tal Rameda neighborhood in the center of Hebron attacked a number of homes and hurled stones at them. Israeli soldiers who were present in the area made no effort to stop the settlers, nor evacuate them from the area. Wednesday evening, more settlers of Ramat Yashai attacked a 70-year-old woman in Tal Rameda neighborhood. The woman was hospitalized. And Thursday morning, another incident occurred in which three women and one child were attacked by the settlers. Ashraf Abu Aisha, age 11, was badly bruised after the settlers attacked and punched him. On Sunday, Palestinian media reported that Israeli soldiers watched as Khaled Mahmoud Abu Akhalaf, a local of Asira al-Kabilia, was attacked and brutally beaten by Israeli soldiers. Three other villages were also attacked. On Wednesday, settlers from Kadumim bulldozed farmlands belonging to residents of Kafir Kadumim, east of the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya. A local source in the village reported that settlers bulldozed more than 30 dunams of olive groves. Last year, settlers burned 50 dunams while the army annexed 20 dunams of olive groves. On Thursday, settlers of Kiryat Arba settlement in the center of Hebron attacked three women in the Wad al-Nasara neighborhood adjacent to the settlement. A medical source in Hebron said that the three women sustained mild to moderate injuries. Also on Thursday, Israeli soldiers and a group of settlers closed the southern entrance of Kariut, southeast of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. The head of Kariut Village Council said that the soldiers and settlers of Shiloh settlement adjacent to the village blocked its entrance with sandhills and boulders. The Israeli army has closed the entrance several times over the last several years, forcing the residents of Kariut and the villages around it to use bypass roads in order to reach Ramallah and other northern West Bank areas. And finally, in international news, Thursday, the Undersecretary General for Political Affairs at the UN, Kiran Prendergast, cautioned against the increasing violence in the Palestinian territories, urging the Palestinian Authority to end all violent acts and calling on Israel to support the PA. He said in his briefing to the UN that the recent escalating events deteriorate trust and confidence between Israel and the PA, directly harming peace efforts in the region. For the International Middle East Media Center in Beit Sahur, Palestine, this is Shari Adams.
Thank you.